time. The silent herald of life and death. Success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes. The 11th hour.
Now, Sally, I've told you often enough I won't have you playing about in the passage. Have you done your homework for the weekend?
Yes, ma'am, of course.
Then you can go and play ball in the park.
Will you give me the bus fare?
Bus fare? When I was a girl, we had to walk 4 miles to school and 4 miles back again. If I had to do that, you can walk as far as the park.
Oh, but it's such a long way.
I don't care. I won't have you playing inside. And since we don't have a garden, the park's the next best place. Now, off you go.
Oh, all right.
And make sure you're back before 4 o'clock. Not a minute after, you understand?
Okay.
And don't say okay. It's common.
Okay.
Oh, dear. What am I going to do with you?
Bye, Mum.
Sally.
Yes, Mum?
Here's your bus fare. Use it to come home on time. Remember that. On time.
Inspector Turner speaking.
Inspector, this is Mrs. Doris Grimes speaking. We've met several times. You may remember that my late husband was in the police force with you.
Oh, yes, yes, of course I do. How are you, Mrs. Grimes?
Inspector, I don't want to bother you. I know you're a very busy man, but the fact is that, well, I'm in trouble.
Trouble? What sort of trouble?
It's my daughter, Sally. I'm afraid she's missing. She's just disappeared.
Now, please sit down, Mrs. Grimes, and take things easily.
I'm sorry, Inspector. I suppose you'll think I'm just an hysterical mother and I'm trading on the fact that Joe used to work for you.
I'm not thinking anything of the kind, but I have the highest respect for your late husband, and if I can be of any help, then you can rely on me.
Oh, thank you. I knew that. That's why I came.
You said over the telephone that your daughter is missing.
Yes, but now that I'm here, of course, it all seems so overdramatic. But I've got a feeling that something's very wrong. You see, Inspector, I sent young Sally off this afternoon to play in Brimston Park. We live in a block of flats, and I don't like kiddies playing about in the passageways. Well, she promised me that she'd be home by 4. She's always so punctual. And when 5 o'clock came and she hadn't returned, I began to worry. I know Sally's friends. I know most of the mothers, too. Well, you know how it is.
Yes, of course. Go on, Mrs. Grimes.
Well, Sally has a special friend, a nice young girl called Annabel Forster. I went round to the Forsters' house to make inquiries about Sally. It seems that Sally had been with Annabel in the afternoon. Her mother and Annabel told me all about it.
Come on now, Annabel. You heard what Mrs. Grimes is saying. When did you last see Sally?
About 3 o'clock.
Where, Annabel? In the park?
The park? Oh, no. We never went to the park.
You didn't?
No, we decided it was too far. Sally had some money on her. She said it was for the fare home, but we spent the money on ice cream.
Ice cream? Oh, the deceitful little wretch.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Grimes.
Well, go on with your story, dear.
Well, after we'd spent the money, we realized we wouldn't have time enough to walk to the park and back again and to play there anyway. You know what I mean.
Yes, go on.
Well, we thought we'd go down to the river, to where the old warehouse used to be.
Now, Annabel, you know your dad doesn't like you going down there.
Yes, it's not an area I care for particularly, I must say. But go on. You and Sally went down to the vacant lots where the warehouses were.
That's right. There was that big fire months ago. Gosh, the stuff that's still there, it's fascinating.
It certainly is. It means every time you go there, all your clothes have to go into the wash. Full of muck and ash they are.
Go on, Annabel.
Well, that's all there is to it. We went down to the warehouses and we played hide and seek. Sally found me in about 3 minutes. Then she went off to hide and, well, I never found her at all.
You never found her?
No. I searched all over the place, high and low. She just wasn't there.
But Annabel, why didn't you tell me this?
Oh, I was so angry. Fancy Sally chickening out, running away and pretending she'd been to the park all the time. She wasn't anywhere on the wasteland by the river. I'll swear she wasn't. She just made an excuse to get home in time.
But she didn't come home, Annabelle. That's why I'm here. Sally hasn't been home. She's still missing, don't you understand? She's still missing.
So the investigations led to nothing, Mrs. Grimes?
I'm afraid not, Inspector. Annabelle swears that from the game of hide-and-seek, Sally just went off and deserted her. I'm sure this isn't true. Sally isn't that sort of girl. She's too honest. No, something's happened to Sally.
I see. Well, you know, there could be a number of logical explanations. I mean, it needn't necessarily mean she came to any harm.
I know, but I have this dreadful feeling. Inspector, as I said when I first came in here, you must think I'm just a silly, worried mother, but I can't tell you how sure I am that my little girl is in danger.
Look, Mrs. Grimes, I'm not just trying to reassure you. I'm here to give you help and advice, and my advice is that you go home immediately. You may find Sally has returned. If she has, all's well. If she hasn't, then sit by the telephone. I'll be in constant touch with you.
You mean that?
I do. I promise you that my men and I will take up this matter immediately.
Thank you very much, Inspector. I'll do exactly as you say.
Well, Sarge, that's the whole story as I was told it.
Oh, sounds like the usual domestic misunderstanding, Inspector. I shouldn't think there's any reason to worry ourselves too much.
I'm not so sure. You didn't know Joe Grimes. He was one of the best policemen on this division. Did his job thoroughly and never panicked. His wife seems very much like that, too.
Well, if Mrs. Grimes' fears are well-founded, where do we go from here?
I was fond of Joe and proud of my friendship with him. I'm willing to do a little investigation off the record. Are you with me?
If it's worth a pint of mild and bitter at the local afterwards, I'm on. All right, Inspector.
Good. First, it's a matter of questioning Sally's young friend Annabelle and making her show us where Sally was the last time she saw her. That shouldn't be too hard. It isn't dark yet. Come on, let's get moving.
Now, Annabelle, answer all the gentleman's questions and don't be scared.
I can't remember.
Well, you must remember. Now, don't be silly and stop that sniffling.
I've got a cold.
We'll have more than that if you don't do as you're told.
Now, don't be scared, Annabelle. No one's blaming you for anything. You see, we just want to help. You say that you and Sally were playing a game of hide-and-seek.
That's right. I hid over there, down the steps that lead down to the river. There are a lot of old dustbins and things there, and I covered myself up.
Disgusting. No wonder you're covered with filth.
But Sally soon found me. Then I turned to the wall and covered my face with my hands and counted to 100. I did too without peeping through my fingers. When I went to look for her, she disappeared.
You mean you couldn't find her? That's more like the truth, isn't it?
I suppose so, but I looked everywhere, sir, I really did.
Supposing you took us along the very paths you went to look for her. That'll be a start anyway.
You don't think she went down by the river, do you?
I was facing that wall over there, and I thought she wouldn't go down to the river because that's where I'd been hiding. I thought she'd go in the other direction, through the warehouses.
Well, what's left of them? Well, go on, child, show the inspector the way.
All right, but don't hurry me, Mum, I'm trying to think. I came through the doorway here.
Must have been the main warehouse before the fire.
And then I looked into all the other little rooms.
Not much coverage if you wanted to hide away.
I suppose these were the original executive offices.
Looks like it. Not much of them left now but the window frames.
Oh, I'm covered in muck already. Really, Inspector, do you think this is necessary? I mean, it's obvious that Sally isn't here.
One thing at a time, Mrs. Foster, please. Go on, Annabelle.
Well, I remember looking down beyond this old staircase and walking over the rubble towards... Well, that's funny.
What is?
You've thought of something, Annabelle. What is it?
Well, I didn't notice it before, but that old safe, that one over there by the bricks...
Well, what about it?
It was open when we were here this afternoon.
Are you sure?
Yes, I know it was. Both Sally and I had a good look at it and wondered what all those funny dials and things were.
Well, it can't be in any working order now, anyway. Must have been exposed to the weather for months.
Well, let's see if it opens. It's firmly shut.
And I tell you, it wasn't. It wasn't shut. It was open. We both looked into it. It was so funny lying at an angle like that. I can remember Sally saying she wondered if it had had any valuable things in it. You know? Jewels and things like some safes do.
Yes, it may well have done. I think you should go over the rest of the ground with Annabelle, Sarge. Mrs. Foster and I will take a look down by the river.
Oh, but Inspector, surely if you think...
You heard, Sarge. Take the girl and get going.
Oh. Annabelle, so you went on over here, did you?
That's right. I tried looking all over the rest of the building.
Inspector, I don't understand.
Just a minute, Mrs. Foster. Let Annabelle and the sergeant get out of earshot. Now, let's do some straight talking. That safe is large enough to hold the body of a young girl, isn't it?
You don't mean... Surely you can't mean that...
You knew Sally Grimes. Was she big for her age?
Not really. Smaller than Annabelle, if anything. But in...
I know what you're going to say to me, Mrs. Foster, and the answer is that I don't know. I believe Annabelle when she says that both those two girls looked into that open safe earlier this afternoon. The safe's now closed, and the sergeant has already tried to open it. Someone must have closed the door of the safe. Must have been swinging wide open for months, and yet someone in the last few hours has closed it. Now, why?
You really think that Sally's inside there? That she saw it was a wonderful place to hide, and she got in and closed the door thinking that she could open it?
It could be, couldn't it?
Oh, Inspector, what are we going to do?
Get the darn thing open, of course. If it's empty, then we'll have to look elsewhere. But if she's trapped in there, then the sooner we move, the better.
What can I do to help?
You seem a sensible, mature woman, Mrs. Foster. You can take your daughter home and not mention a word of this to her. You can also break the news to Mrs. Grimes, as it's only fair that she knows our suspicions. I'll get the sergeant back here in double-quick time. It's our job to get this safe open, and get it open quickly.
Oh, it's just no go, Inspector. I've tried everything. Crowbars, jemmies, the lot. Whoever built this safe certainly knew what he was doing.
We've got to get the darn thing open, Sarge. If that girl's in there, there can only be enough fresh air to last a certain time.
Well, what can we do?
First of all, who owned the darn warehouse in the first place?
Oh, I've checked on that. Waterhouse and Miller, very reputable firm. But they've interests all over the place. This particular property didn't mean much to them.
What sort of safe is it?
Well, you can still read the inscription. It's a Milson Chib, quite the latest design.
Well, there must be agents in the city, people capable of opening the thing. Get them here, on the spot, and quickly, too. You understand?
I'm very sorry, Inspector, but there's absolutely nothing I can do.
But you're a representative of Milson Chib. This is one of your safes, isn't it?
Well, that's correct. As a matter of fact, I think I actually sold the original deal to Miller and Waterhouse. But I'm afraid I can't open the safe. The original combination number was probably destroyed in the fire. We certainly have no record of it.
But surely you don't mean that we've got to have the combination numbers to open the wretched thing? After all, it's been exposed out here in the open for months.
Milson Chib designed their safes for the express purpose of standing up to extreme conditions. I'm sure that the fire made no difference to what was inside the safe. The owners must have been able to collect the material.
That's not what's worrying us, Mr. Peterson. We've reason to believe that a small girl's trapped inside there, and we've got to get her out.
Oh, gracious.
The story's quite simple. A childish game of hide-and-seek. The door was swinging open, and the girl climbed in and closed it. Perhaps she didn't realize that the angle at which the safe was lying would make the door slam too. Anyway, the darn thing stuck, and there doesn't seem much hope of getting it open without your help.
But I can't give you any help, Inspector. I assure you that my company do everything in their power. But short of an acetylene torch, I can't see any way of getting that safe open.
What price a blowjob on that safe with a little girl inside? If she's going to die, she may as well go out quietly by lack of air. Better than frying the poor kid.
You express things very crudely, Sergeant. But I'm afraid I agree with your sentiments.
Gentlemen, I'm very distressed by this. Very distressed. But I just can't help...
Look, there are only a certain number of hours left before that girl dies of suffocation. We've got to get this thing open. Now, you say the combination is unknown to your organization. Surely Miller and Waterhouse must have records somewhere? Even if they haven't, there must be someone somewhere who's opened the safe who knows the combination.
I think Mr. Waterhouse himself is the only person who has...
Well, let's get him.
Unfortunately, he left weeks ago after the fire. I think he and Mr. Miller have an advertising conference in New York at the moment.
Oh, no.
Look, Sarge, take Mr. Peterson back to the station. Check on the whereabouts of Miller and Waterhouse. If they're in New York, then get through to them. Do everything you can from a technical point of view, and report back to me as soon as you can.
All right. What are you going to do, Inspector?
Something I've never done in all my life before. I'm going to visit an old enemy and try to make him a new friend.
Well, well, well. This is an unexpected pleasure. Me old mate, Inspector Turner. Who'd have thought it?
Hello, Larry. I'm not surprised to see you're a bit taken aback.
Yeah, when the governor told me you were coming to make a social call on me, I almost asked for tea and cakes to be served. Well, of course, you've come to say sorry for the troubles we've been through, and you're going to get your term in prison and cut me off. Is that it?
No, not quite.
No, I thought it wasn't.
I want your help.
Look, Inspector, cut it out, will you? You know that Larry the Lay was never a name I lived up to. I've never screwed on a pal in all my life, and I don't intend to now. If you want blokes who rat on their pals, then you've come to the wrong one. Go somewhere else for your information.
I don't want you to betray anyone, Larry. It's a paradox, but you're known by us as an honest man.
Oh, it's a pleasure, I'm sure.
It's because I feel you have inside you a certain decency, which your criminal record denies, that I'm here.
Yeah, well, cut the flowery words and come to the point, Inspector.
I need your help to crack a safe.
Oh, Corey. Alan, what sort of game are you trying to play? Are you kidding? Is this April Fool's Day or something?
I've never been more serious in my life. Now listen to me carefully. A few months ago, there was a fire at some warehouses near the river. Everything was destroyed but the contents of the safes. They were left deserted in the rubble, and no one bothered about them until today, when two small girls decided to play hide-and-seek on that very site. So you see, that's the position we're in. We can't open the safe, and we're almost 100% sure that Sally Grimes is trapped in there. The governor of this prison has given me permission to use your undoubted talents to open that safe before the child dies.
You want me to crack a safe legitimate? Blimey.
It's an extraordinary proposition, I agree, but a child's life is at stake.
Well, now, who'd have thought that my trade would come in useful to the law? God, that's a good one, Inspector. You know it really is.
It's not a joking matter, Larry. I'm quite serious. And every moment you delay puts that girl in greater danger.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. But, you've forgotten one thing, haven't you, Inspector?
What's that?
It was Joe Grimes, that kid's father, who put me inside. He was responsible for shutting me up in this dark cell for 5 years. Now, why the devil should I get his kid out in the sunshine? Just answer me that one.
I'm sorry, Inspector, it's a dead loss. Peterson was right in everything he said. There are no records at the company of the combination of that safe. Waterhouse had it changed because of a lot of robberies in the district.
I see. And Waterhouse himself?
Well, Peterson's right again. He's in New York on business. Even if we trace him and eventually get through to him and he remembers the combination, it'll be far too late.
We can't give up, Sarge. We just can't. How's Mrs. Foster?
Oh, I've tried to calm her down. No sense in having hysterical women about at a time like this.
How long does Peterson think we've got?
Well, he reckons that the kid'll be a goner unless we get her out within the next half hour. What have you been up to, Inspector?
I did an extremely unorthodox thing, Sarge. I appealed to the only man in London who can open that sort of job in the time at our disposal. A safecracker. Larry the Lag.
Blimey! That's an idea.
Yes, but what I didn't realize was that Joe Grimes, the girl's late father, was the one member of the police force responsible for imprisoning Larry. If I ever gave a man a chance of full revenge, I have done so tonight.
So what do we do, Inspector?
The only possible hope. Mrs. Grimes is to be put completely in the picture. She and she alone may be able to get the cooperation we so desperately need. This way, Mrs. Grimes.
Thank you, Inspector.
Allow me to introduce you. Mrs. Grimes, Larry Mitchell.
Yeah, he really means 2005637. That's my number. And my common name is Larry the Lag.
I'm not at all interested in your name or your number. But I've been told by the Inspector that you're the one man in London who can help save my child's life.
Yeah, well, I'm a convict. I'm going straight. Didn't the Inspector tell you? My safe-breaking days are over.
I think I've said all I can. If you'll excuse me, I'll call back in a few moments, Mrs. Grimes.
Mm-hmm. The easy way out. Leaves me exposed to the charms of the first woman I've seen in 5 years. Yeah. Good looker, too. I'll say that for Joe Grimes, he had taste.
Don't stall me. You know why I'm here. I know that my husband was responsible for your imprisonment. I also know that there's an outside chance that you may be able to save my child by opening that safe down by the river.
Look, do you really think I'd help anyone connected with Joe Grimes?
I wouldn't be here if I didn't.
Well, give me one good reason.
You're a crook. That's my reason.
What?
I'm a desperate woman. I've lost a husband and I'm about to lose a child. But I'm not a fool and I've never lacked courage. My husband did his job as he saw it. He was a professional. He had guts. I think you've had guts yourself once. And you were certainly professional. From your point of view, it was too bad that Joe got the better of you. But Joe's dead. Any hatred you've had for him won't harm him now. Killing isn't your trade. You're a safe breaker. And you'll be killing if you don't open that safe within half an hour.
You know, you're quite a girl, ain't you?
Am I? And what sort of man are you? Larry, the lag.
Well, Inspector, we've rigged up the lights. It's as powerful as we can make it.
Should be enough, Sarge.
You've taken a devil of a chance, Inspector.
One does in desperate cases like this.
Oh, here they come.
Do you think there's still a chance, Inspector?
I can't say. We can only hope. It's really up to our friend here, isn't it?
Look, I'm not doing this for you, Inspector, or the flaming police force. But let's have no more talk. Just show me the job.
Here. It's a Milsom Chib.
Yeah, newfangled developments. You know, you shouldn't have shut me away for so long. I've not caught up in the latest gadgets.
You don't think you can do it?
We'll see.
Clear the ground. I got as much light as possible on it for you.
Now, there speaks an amateur. Look, mate, I've opened my best jobs in the pitch dark. It's a question of touch and, sensitivity. Now, just let me sandpaper my fingertips. They get a bit callous, say, mailbags, you know. All right. Get back now and leave me alone. Go on, all of you. Get back and don't crowd me.
I don't think I can stand it, Inspector.
Shh. He's been doing wonders so far. Don't let him see you doubt him.
Don't give way.
But he's been so long. Sally can't be alive. Even if he opens it now, she can't be alive.
Yes, she can. There's still time.
Yeah, give us a hand, Sarge. I think it's a question of brute force now. No. The mechanism won't work. Just put some beefy on it. Yeah, we've done it.
Sally, Inspector, is she...
Keep back. Let me handle this. Now, let me see. Yes, it's all right. She's unconscious, but she'll be okay. I'm sure of it. Is the ambulance standing by, Sarge?
Right here, Inspector.
Sally. Oh, let me take her, Inspector. Oh, yes. Yes, she'll be all right.
Well, I suppose that's the first safe-cracking job that's been done in official record-breaking time, isn't it?
I don't have to say thank you. You know that.
Yeah, well, it was a pleasure in a way. I was getting a little bit out of touch, wasn't I, Inspector?
I'd like to ask you one question, Larry. What did Mrs. Grimes say to you that persuaded you to undertake this business when my proposition failed?
You think it was me finer instincts? Playing on me emotions? Sentimentality? No, it wasn't. She just made it a professional challenge, that's all.
That isn't true, Larry.
Oh, so it is.
No. That was the way to make you do it. But your real motive was concern for this little girl you've never seen. Here. Take her. You've saved her life. Carry her to the ambulance for me. And I think you'll realize when you hold her exactly how much both of us have learned from what's happened tonight.
The 11th hour.